Frankie Sanders is a ninth grader who loves to play chess on his iPad and is trying to pass the test for his driver's permit. Frankie also has autism. As you may know, that's a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects language, behavior, and social skills. Boys make up the vast majority of cases. What you may not know is that 12 years ago, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began to estimate the total number of cases in the United States. They based it on a count of 8-year-old children with autism in select communities. If you look back in the years 2000 and 2002, it was about one child in 150 with autism. 2 years later, one in 125. Then, one in 110. And now the latest report, as of 2008, the last time an estimate was performed, one in 88 children has autism. That's a 78% increase just over the last decade. And the question on a lot of people's minds is why.
How much of that increase is a result of better tracking, and how much of it is a result of an actual increase, we still don't know.
Researchers have discovered many genes linked to autism, but in most cases, genes are only one part of the equation. And genes alone wouldn't change that fast in just 10 years. There is something else that triggers the problem.
We're talking about infections, we're talking about social conditions, and we're talking about exposures to toxicants, things in the environment.
Researchers are still looking for answers, but what they do know is that diagnosing children early is critical, as was the case with Frankie Sanders.
Frankie was diagnosed when he was 15 months old. He immediately began to get speech therapy and occupational therapy and physical therapy. He was placed in a group with kids who were typically developing.
All that hard work is paying off. Frankie is now 15. He attends a regular high school and plays on the football team.
We can diagnose autism at 2 years of age almost always, by 90% of the children, by three certainly. And we actually can diagnose it at 18 months in many children.
But according to this new report, most cases are diagnosed late, after age two or three. That's when therapy has been shown to help the most, especially with speech and communication.
Parents need to be aware of their children and how their children are interacting.
And then they need to seek help.
If you as a parent are concerned about your child, talk to your doctor, talk to your school system to see if they should be assessed, get them assessed.
This is small, this is big, keep going.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, reporting.